Look at this. It's a fir cone.
I can see it's a fir cone.
Take it. Look at it. I'll tell you something extraordinary about it.
Hi, I'm Tom Riles and I'm the director. Breaking the Code is a play about the life of Alan Turing. He was a code breaker in World War II. And when he committed suicide, he was sort of written out of history for a long time because he was homosexual. And this play uncovers that part of his life.
I'm Sam Thorpe Spinks and I'm playing the role of Alan Turing. Alan Turing is a forgotten genius. He's responsible for breaking the Enigma code during the Second World War, and more importantly, he helped create the computer that we know today. And he's been forgotten for many reasons, and I think this play really draws to light the phenomenal man that he was.
Look at the pattern of the bracts, the leaves. Follow them, spiralling around the cone. 8 lines twisting round to the left, 13 twisting to the right. Will the numbers always come from a Fibonacci sequence?
Well, Alan Turing is an enigma in himself as a character. He has a stutter and he's very awkward in social scenarios.
Yes, I'm Rosie and I'm playing Sarah, who is Turing's mother. Sarah's a great character. She is sort of quite twee, sort of housewife type. She's got a lot of intelligence, but she hasn't been sort of allowed to use it because of the time she is in. And she is quite difficult towards Turing. She finds it quite difficult being his mother.
Hi, my name's George Morgan and I'm playing Ron Miller. Ron Miller is the confusing kind of love interest of Alan Turing. He kind of takes all he can from Alan Turing, away from Alan, and it's a really interesting character because he has a lot of complicated. You never know what he feels, you never know how he feels, or whether it's real or there's any kind of underlying feelings for Alan that no one really ever sees.
This friend of yours, what's his name?
Ron Miller.
Colleague of yours at the university?
Well, no.
A social acquaintance?
In a way.
Have you known him long?
Not long.
How long?
3 or 4 weeks.
And in those 3 or 4 weeks, how many times have you seen him?
Well, about once a week.
It brings a lot of new aspects to the drama band, which may not have been seen very often before. So there's a lot of maths in the play, LGBTQ representation in the play, things like that. I just thought it was a very interesting play. It's great for the space. The space of the drama band is perfect for this play. And it's just the kind of play that I thought would be a really exciting project for the university.
I auditioned for this play because I thought it was a really interesting concept. I've worked with Tom before and I was looking forward to doing that as well. Actually, that's a lie.
Thanks, Sam.
And it's just like a really interesting role to play, something that's completely different. And for one of my last productions at York, I wanted to do something that was hopefully going to be really, really good.
No, I thought it was going to be a really great play. Again, same as Sam, I've worked with Tom before and, had high hopes for his directorial skills. And I thought it'd be interesting to do a sort of play that looks at homosexuality in more detail because, it hasn't really been done much before.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I've never played a character like it before. I rarely play characters of my kind of age. So he's younger than me, he's 19, which has been a lot. It's been really interesting kind of adopt the working class, kind of younger, more boyish aspects to him.
We're bringing a new aspect to it, so the play could conveniently be a very militant depiction of this is why everything that happened to him was wrong, but we're sort of presenting a more balanced argument based in the play, something a bit more constructive, open to debate and things like that, instead of just saying this is our agenda, this is what's going to happen.
So he's just a casual social acquaintance?
Yes.
Not what you'd call a close friend?
No.
So why did you lie to conceal his identity?
I hope this is eye-opening to some people about the state our judicial system was in the 1950s and how we prosecuted certain members of society, men who have achieved more than most in this country.
We should come see the show because it's going to be interesting, it's going to be informative.
People should come and see this because, I think Tom said it earlier, it's different, it's intelligent. There's you see a lot of stuff in the barn that's kind of really, really character-based, and this is, it's very character-ridden, but there's a lot of interesting kind of things that you don't normally see in the barn. It's a lot more intelligent and it's smart and it's well written.
It's on week 7, Friday, Saturday and Sunday at 7:30 in the Drama Barn. Get tickets on Yusu through Yusu's website, or we have a website which is enigmayork.tumblr.com, which is a site, and there's a ticket tab on there and a lot of sort of production blogs and things like that if you want to check out what we've been working on. Also, check out our Twitter at enigmayork2014. That's got a lot more sort of math puzzles, like small snippets of information about Turing's life that we've learned throughout the rehearsal process and such things like that.
I love you. You know that?
Yes.
You're supposed to say, I love you too.
I know.